Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As they crisscross the country this week, both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are campaigning on the issue of trade. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio on Monday, Biden promised a trade strategy that gets results for American workers.
Not Trump's chaotic trade war, erratic tweets and bluster that's only stiffed American workers and consumers, including farmers. He's let you down. He's let us down.
President Trump in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, had his own criticism of Biden's record.
Biden supported NAFTA, TPP, and China's entry into the WTO, which is one of the worst things that ever happened to this country.
Dueling pictures there of U.S. trade policy. Let's take a closer look at the issue with NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, I want to start with what President Trump said about Joe Biden's support for trade deals like NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Remind us, what was Biden's record on those issues and what could we expect from a President Biden?
Joe Biden did support NAFTA as well as normalized trade relations with China. Of the two, NAFTA was the more contentious at the time. Biden agreed to go along after former President Bill Clinton made some adjustments to the deal in the early 1990s. China was less controversial, although more consequential in the end. I think if he were elected, Biden would be less protectionist than Donald Trump has been, but not necessarily 180 degrees opposite from the president, especially when it comes to China, where the long-held consensus that economic liberalization would lead to political liberalization has sort of been tested over two decades now and is subject to a lot more second-guessing.
Well, as we know, President Trump has been very critical of many trade deals. He left NAFTA and then renegotiated a pretty similar deal with Mexico and Canada. What would you say we've learned from the president's first term in relation to trade deals?
Trump is, as advertised, a tariff man. He imposed steep tariffs on China, but also lots of other countries, including U.S. allies. The president insists that our trading partners bear the cost of those import taxes, but in fact, much of the cost has been borne by American companies and consumers. The trade war has also triggered a backlash in other countries, which in many cases have responded with tariffs of their own on U.S. exports. The new NAFTA deal the president signed is more of an update to the old agreement than just a complete rewrite. It does include things like digital commerce that were in their infancy when the original NAFTA took effect. But most of the changes were pretty modest, and many were already included in that big Asia-Pacific trade deal the president mentioned, which also included Mexico and NAFTA, Mexico and Canada, and which Trump pulled out of on one of his first days in office.
And tell me more about how we can measure the impact on U.S. workers of Trump's tariffs and the trade war with China and our allies. Is there a way we can say it's affected jobs in this or that way?
The trade war certainly hurt manufacturers here in the U.S. They are heavily dependent on exports, and the data shows pretty clearly that factories were in a slump last year, even before the pandemic hit. We know that farmers have also been hurt by retaliatory tariffs from China and from other countries, although the president has partially offset those farm losses with billions of dollars in new federal aid for farmers. China did agree, as a result of that Phase One trade agreement signed earlier this year, to buy a lot more U.S. beef and soybeans and crude oil and other products. So far, though, Beijing is lagging well behind those purchase commitments. And it also hasn't made the big structural changes that the administration was hoping to see when it launched this trade war, although China has agreed to some stronger protections for intellectual property. Some of the U.S. companies that were buying products from China have begun to rethink their supply chains as a result of the trade war. But to the extent that they've abandoned China, they've mostly gone to Vietnam or Mexico or other countries rather than bringing jobs back to the U.S.
Well, and if there is a second term for President Trump, do you expect more of the same, more tough lines against China?
Yeah, I think there'll be more pressure on China, especially when it comes to the technology sector. But if the last 4 years are any guide, the pressure will be unilateral as opposed to done in coordination with other countries. And it's also likely to be pretty erratic. You know, the Trump trade policy is very personal and transactional, and it often goes hot or cold depending on, you know, how things went with the president's last meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping.
Oh, and on the other hand, there's the question of what Joe Biden would do with China. There's still tariffs on the vast majority of goods coming from that country, and Biden would certainly have to consider what to do about that.
That's right. And it's not clear that Joe Biden would unwind those tariffs overnight. Some of his fellow Democrats don't want him to. It is likely, though, that Biden would take less of a go-it-alone approach to trade policy. To the extent he challenged China, he would probably do so more in concert with U.S. allies than Trump has done. A lot of those allies have their own concerns about Beijing. More broadly, I think it's safe to say that a Biden trade policy would be more predictable and less adversarial than Trump's has been. And that is one reason forecasters at Goldman Sachs are predicting stronger economic growth under a President Biden than we would see under a second term for President Trump.
We have just about 30 seconds here, Scott. We hear both of these candidates talking about this issue. They're trying to reach to blue-collar workers in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio. How much weight does it carry with voters?
You know, U.S. attitudes toward trade before the pandemic were about as positive as they had been in a generation. That is probably partly a reflection of relatively good economic times. We usually are more favorable to trade when unemployment is low, and also may reflect some wariness with the president's policies.
Yeah. NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks very much.
You're welcome.